Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate a feast this Monday of Saints Simon and Jude. And you say, why? There were 12 apostles. Why do we single these out? We know a little bit more about them. On this day, the church remembers the apostles Simon and Jude. Since ancient times, people have venerated the apostles, the men and women who shared a privileged intimacy with our Lord. I have called you friends, Jesus told them on that night before he died. And actually, earlier in that evening of that day, Jude had asked Jesus why it was that he had not manifested himself to the entire world. Why did you manifest yourself just to us? And Jesus responded, whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. What a promise. Whoever loves me will keep my word. Even if you're struggling, even if you're trying to, and you persevere, God will love you, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. God, through his Holy Spirit, dwells within you and within me right now. We are not alone. We can't sense it through our senses, but our faith tells us that it is so. And we believe it not because it's some wild idea, but because it's the truth. You're not alone. Many times we feel so alone because of the circumstances in which we find ourselves, but you are not alone. The God who loves you lives within you. You are not alone. And actually, tradition tells us that Simon and Jude kept his word to the end, and they suffered martyrdom on the same day. These are the holy men whom the Lord chose in his own perfect love. And to them he gave eternal glory. And that's what God wants to give you and me, is eternal glory. Brothers and sisters, think about that. I've had some months to really ponder and think more clearly and to realize how much my life in this world is only a part of my life. I'm going to spend eternity, hopefully with God forever. Think about that. That's not a fairy tale. That's not, you know, somebody's hopes or dreams. It's what God told us in Christ. He wants us with him forever. And that's why we want to live according to his word, according to his truth, which is the truth. We want to hear it from him and ask for the grace to live it out. And we'll fail. We'll make many mistakes. What matters is that we get back up and say, I'm sorry, and we try again. I'm sure that Simon and Jude did that too. We all make mistakes. But don't let your life be ruled by the mistakes. Repent for them and then move on, because God eternally loves you. So wherever you are listening to this program, whether it's in the car or whether you are at home or wherever you're listening to this program, just stop for a moment and acknowledge, I am loved by God. Just like these apostles were, I am loved by God. He gave them a particular role. He's given each of us a particular role. Play your part. He loves you. As we look at the first reading from Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 19 to 22, brothers and sisters, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. That's who you are. You're not just a something or other, whatever it is that you do. You are a beloved son or daughter, and you're built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Brothers and sisters, you're going to see them. You're going to see that other part of your family your eyes yet haven't seen. He loves you. And through him, the whole structure, through God, the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. We're being formed into a place where God will live and dwell. We can't see it now, but He knows us. He lives in us if we are faithful to Him. And when we make a mistake, we apologize, we repent, we say we're sorry, and then try our best not to do it again. That's our part in this life. There are difficulties in this life and challenges. We can't yet see with our eyes the eternal dwelling place in heaven. It'll be beyond beautiful. He loves you. Through Him, the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred in the Lord. Hear that again. It grows into a temple sacred in the Lord. In Him, you also are being built into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit with all those who have gone before us who are now in heaven. We're all being united with Him and being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Repeat those words. Think about those words. That's who you are. That's what God has for you. Don't say, oh, I hope someday maybe I'll make it. No, you want to say, Lord, thank you for what you have made ready for me. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse my soul. Help me, Lord, to follow you more closely. That's what we want to say, because the gospel message goes out through all the earth, but who's going to hear it? It's going to be people like you and me who simply believe Him and love Him and believe His word is true, and we live by that and we share it with others. Not that we have to monopolize conversations or preach to people, but by the way you act, by your kindness or your generosity, whatever it might be that you do for another, those are the ways we show that we are citizens of heaven, hoping to be citizens of heaven very soon. That's what God has for us. And it's real. It's not a fairy tale. So we praise you, O God. We acclaim you as Lord. The glorious company of apostles praise you, and we praise you. Even now, here on this earth, we praise you. And the gospel tells us, from Luke chapter 6, verses 12 to 16, Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and He spent the night in prayer to God. Think about that. He spent all night in prayer. My goodness. He spent the night in prayer to God. And when day came, He called His disciples to Himself. And from them, He chose 12, whom He also named apostles. Simon, whom He named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a Zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Even there in that chosen group, there was a traitor. Someone who wanted things for himself more than he wanted to serve God. How devastating that an eternal destiny of love and joy and peace and freedom is offered to you by the good God. And even one of the apostles chose to go the other way. Brothers and sisters, we can be a pretty stubborn group, can't we, at times? There are times when we say, oh, well, I don't even know if there is a God. Or we say, oh, well, God wouldn't pay attention to this. It's too small or whatever. Or we make other kinds of excuses to minimize what we're doing. But brothers and sisters, God sees all and He knows all. He knows everything and He loves you. He wants to love you. He wants to love you more. He wants to care for you. He wants to bless you in every way if we would just open our hearts to Him. That's what we want to do. John Newman wrote this, and I want to share this with you because I think it's very important. God has created me, that's you, to do Him some definite service. He has committed some work to me which He has not committed to another. I have my mission. I may never know it in this life. Well, that's just what I did, you know, that's just what I do. But I shall be told it in the next. I have a part in a great work. I am a link in the chain. I am a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for naught. I shall do good. I shall do his work. I shall be an angel of peace or a preacher of truth in my own place while not intending it. But if I do it, but I keep his commandments and I serve him in my calling. I serve him in my calling. And brothers and sisters, that's true every day. You go to the grocery store, you go to the gas station, you go to work. You're not just Joe so-and-so or Joan so-and-so. You're a child of God, and he waits for you in all the circumstances of your life. He waits for you, every single one, the smallest to the greatest. He waits for you. He wants to love you. He wants to love you. Therefore, I will trust him. Now, this is what's very important. Whatever, wherever I am, I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness can serve him. I've certainly learned that in the last number of months. In my sickness, I can serve him. I can pray. I can praise him. I can thank him. I can do what I'm asked to do. I can follow what I need to do in order to get better. So if I am in sickness, my sickness may serve him. In perplexity, when I'm confused, when I don't know what I'm doing, my perplexity may serve him. If that's the case, just say, Lord, what are you doing? Help me, help me. You'll be amazed. I don't mean you'll have visions necessarily, but something will become clear to you because all he wants to do is use these circumstances for you to love him and for you to many times be good to other people as you would to Christ. And he knows that. He knows the intentions in your heart. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve him. My sickness or perplexity or sorrow may be necessary causes of some great end, which is quite beyond us. But it may not be. I may have had a stroke, and it may be that I need to learn something now or that the Lord wants to give me his love in greater measure. He wants to do all of that. He wants to get me on the right track. If I've slid off at all, he wants to help me. He calls me to repentance because he wants to love me more. That's what he wants. He wants to be able to love me more. And we've got to help him get rid of the obstacles that keep us from that. He does nothing in vain. He may prolong my life. He may shorten it. He knows what he is about. He may take away my friends. That would be hard. He may throw me among strangers. He may make me feel desolate. He may make my spirit sink, even hide the future from me. Still, he knows what he is about. Brothers and sisters, that's called grace. And ask God for the grace in whatever circumstances you find yourself, because he wants you to know his love and then for you to share it with others. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.